Robert, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
So this is a different letter.
What is this? Let's have a question. Yes. How you get right in here?
We really like it.
This is our version of the letter.
See, it'd be nice if we could get all of our signatures.
Are we going?
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's JPA meeting on Thursday, March 14th. We'd like to call the meeting to order. Do we want to do a roll call as far as this goes? Here.
Vice Mayor Lee.
Here.
Councilmember Justine Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Nancy Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Smuckel.
Yes, here.
President Enns.
Here.
Vice President Chivins.
Here.
Director Foster.
Here.
Director Lyon.
Here.
And Director Jacob.
Here.
Okay, thank you. And now we'll start off with council and board announcements. Anything for Morro Bay? No? Okay, turn it over to Cayucas.
I'd like to make a short announcement before public comment period to kind of let people know where we are on this journey at this time so that you don't waste your time in public comment. Both communities obviously are actively looking for some alternatives to a treatment plant here. We're doing this jointly. That means with Morro Bay. And we're looking for sites that are suitable, practical, economically feasible for the two communities together as a combined project. Independently, Cayucas will be looking at some alternatives for themselves, primarily so that we can compare costs of doing other things to the cost of joining with Morro Bay. We're hopeful at this time that a joint project works best for both communities. So keep that in mind as you make your public comments. Thank you.
Thank you, President. At this time, we'll open it up for public comment. I'd like to make a short announcement about this. As at our last council meeting, we had some chit-chatter in the audience, and I would just ask for everybody here tonight to respect our speakers. We all have 3 minutes to speak. Staff has their reports to deliver us and speak to that, and so we ask that we invite you guys to come up and speak for your three-minute time, and we ask that after you do that, that you respect the next person that comes up and allow them the privilege to speak as well. So with that, I'd open it up for public comment.
Hi, everybody. My name's Alex. I live in Morro Bay. I'd like to put in a couple comments and requests to you folks. First, and I think most important, I would ask, and as you proceed with your investigation of the new, I guess it's a wastewater reclamation plant, that something that their previous study did not have, I don't believe, was objectivity. A whole lot of bias. It's hard to read that report and believe very much of it once you got past the second page. I'm not sure we started very well already. I've already seen some assumptions, and let me sort of bring up one. I'm sure that you all read the rough screening analysis and remember how things are ranked. Number 7 on the ranking somehow made the last 3. You know, that was modern math, I guess, with engineers or something like that. And it's sort of ended up number 2. And people are sort of talking about it. That's the best thing. No, that was a bad report from the beginning. I think that we should start all set of people measuring that. And diverse means out of the community, not people have been there the whole time already. They're...
been having problems with this, Dan.
Mr. Beattie, that was quite an ending there.
I made an impression on,
yes,
didn't
you
I?
Did.
Can I make one thing that it has to do with what Mr. Keogh was speaking about sometime, other people spoke about? We're looking at 10 years from now, and that plan is going to go, needs to take care of.
Thank you.
And one of the things that I've been worried about. Now, my time.
Thank you.
Clock is as bad as the first report on this thing. It's biased. Anyway, I'll get out of here.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Public comment is still open. Please come up.
Rupert, what is the short yard off? Somebody's doing a good
job. For a change. It's upside down.
It's not the matter. I brought a better map.
Good evening, Board. Carla Wixom. I brought a better map than last time. This is a map of one of the sites you're looking at. And I hope after looking at this map of this potential site, you will determine it's not really feasible. You'll see the circle is the entrance to the Rigetti property, and you'll see where the line is on the left runs down parallel to about 50 Morro Bay residential homes. I really don't think they want the sewer in their backyard. Thank you.
Thank you. Public comment is still open. Is there any other speakers?
I just want to make an announcement about the upcoming earworm meetings that are going to be held in the community. San Luis Obispo County, along with the water agencies in the county, is updating the Integrated Water Resources and Management Plan. I may have gotten the acronyms wrong. There's too many letters. But it's to discuss the future of water resources in the county and amongst the water providers and interested stakeholders. There will be two meetings for the North Coast area, both of them in Morro Bay, Thursday, March 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building at 209 Surf Street. Second meeting, Monday, March 25th, same place, same time frame. And we'll be looking at water-related issues in our watersheds, craft sub-regional goals and objectives, and define regional water management strategies to guide more integrated water resources future. While not more importantly, it also sets us up for getting in line for Prop 84 grant money, those member agencies, and if your project is in compliance with the what's affectionately known as the earworm plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Livick, for the announcement.
Good evening. Bill Martin, Morro Bay. I thought I'd make a quick comment on the Rigetti property, and I don't believe that it may or may not be the best property. I don't think it should be taken off the board. As far as some of the issues with the neighbors, I can say that they're on the ridge line, probably a quarter of a mile away from the site. It sits down in the valley. The Morro Bay tree is the Monterey cypress, actually a tree line behind their homes on the ridge line with totally visually wipe out any visual. And same with Highway 41, you can actually do a tree line along Highway 1, so if you did have a plant there or elsewhere, within 3 to 5 years, they grow up high enough, they're native to Monterey in this area, that any visual impact could be totally eliminated by a tree line. Back in the turn of the centuries, all the farmers, all the ranchers used to do tree lines along their properties for windbreaks and that, very effective for that and also visual. So, again, I'm not saying it's the best or not the best, but I don't think it should be taken off the plate. It has some pros and cons on it, but visual shouldn't be one of them because trees are phenomenal for adding greenery to the area and also acting as a visual break between a facility like this and Highway 41 or the neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, JPA. Barry Brandon, Morro Bay. I wanted to thank publicly the Cayuga Sanitary District for allowing me to attend their special meeting. It was a very open and frank meeting. They had some great interchange, and it was really enjoyable to be there. I miss Mr. Foster. I think he was on vacation, probably where it was cold and wet. But
I'm sure he's
has included what flaws in the previous process we'd like to adjust or rectify, and talk about any other things that the public wants to bring up. So look for that study session to be announced publicly, and hope you all will participate. And that, of course, means that we have not committed to any site. What we're trying to do in the meantime is pull together information that will help us make the decision on ultimately what will be the best site, most affordable, will allow for the best treatment system, and give us the highest opportunity for water reclamation.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Response to what you said?
Public comment is closed, so there's no interaction as far as the Mr. Beatty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next week or something, next month.
After the meeting, we can take some questions. That would be great. Thanks. Turn it over to Cayucas for comments.
Any comments or announcements from Cayucas? Seeing none, Mayor okay. Arndt.
Okay, coming back to consent, we have item A1, approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Any comments? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve item A1?
I'll move to approve A1.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Cayucas?
Okay, Cayucas, we need to make the same motion, please.
So move.
Thank you, Dan. Need a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dan. Another Dan. Dan and Dan. Any comments, questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Arndt.
Thank you. That brings us to item A2. Anybody want to pull that item? We could have approved the whole consent the consent calendar, but does anybody have anything on A2?
I had a question on A2, which is the major maintenance and repair plan for the existing wastewater treatment plant. And I wanted to give Mr. Keough a chance to, as we have outlined here, to comment on whether you think we need to, in looking at this in a two-year cycle, we need to have the overarching 5 to 10 year analysis included in there on you know, as accurate level as possible, just so that we're looking short term, but also realizing that there could be those long term costs that we need to be prepared for.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that we got direction at the last JPA meeting, and the actual motion is included, the three-part motion is included in the staff report. And, you know, the direction was to prepare a time-sensitive and prioritized MMRP with an anticipating rolling two-year budget. In essence, what I'm doing is creating a huge list. And that list will span any number of years. And we will prioritize that on a short-term and a long-term basis. But I think it's prudent to look at the long-term as well as the short-term. You know, you guys really need the short-term to help you make budgeting decisions and everything else. But from my standpoint, we're looking at it from basically anywhere from a 5 to 10 year period. So the list will kind of roll out, and we'll definitely look at it in the long-term.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I just wanted to affirm that in this process, we're trying to do this as much in-house as possible, but recognizing as we're looking at our workload from Morro Bay side, from our goal-setting workshops and all of the things that we have going on with looking and analyzing that for the new plants, that there very likely could be the need for some consultant help on the MMRP. So I just want to affirm that if we run into a situation where our staff is feeling like the MMRP is holding us back from accomplishing the things that we need to get done, that is an option that we will bring forward and be able to adjust to as necessary.
Yeah, we will definitely, if I need to raise a white flag, I certainly will. But we've already identified, we've had a kind of a kickoff meeting between district and city staff, and we have, you know, kind of prioritized the goal of compliance with regulatory requirements,
operational efficiency and kind of the most cost-effective solution that we can bring forward. We have already identified certain projects that we will bring back in the near future, probably at during the budget cycle. It's a little premature, but I can tell you right now we've got to do some digester work. We've got some issues with a chlorine contact tank. We've got headwork screening. We've got some electrical evaluation. So we're starting to put that list together, and we will definitely have projects to move forward with in the coming year. The total document may take us longer to actually finalize. And
we'll need to bring those expertise to bear when the time comes. And like Bruce said, we will definitely raise that white flag prior to actually surrendering and let the council and board know that we are going to need some assistance to proceed forward.
Great. Thank you. And in the meantime, we'll appreciate the savings
okay. By
doing it
thank
in-house.
You.
So I'll move to approve A2 unless there's any other comments. Okay, so moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Motion carries.
Okay, Cayucas, any comments or questions on this item?
I have none.
Seeing none, Bruce, I would just assume that you're MMRP would need to vary based on what we plan to do on the building of a new plant. And so the 2 years would probably give you enough to, by that time, know where we were going to go with the joint plant.
Yeah, we will certainly look at it on an annual basis as we develop budget. And it will kind of, we'll tweak as we need to tweak, and we'll kind of use where we are in the process to help us kind of prioritize and decide which projects to pick and choose.
Okay, thank you. Then someone care to make a motion to approve A2?
I move that we approve A2.
Thank you, Shirley. Second? Second by Dan Lloyd. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Mayor Irons.
Thank you. On to new business, item C1, presentation of the fiscal year 2011-12 wastewater treatment plant audit. Ms. Slayton, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Irons and council members, and President and some board members. Tonight we've got Bob Crosby here, and he is ready to discuss the 2012 fiscal year audit and answer any questions you might have, so I'd like to bring him up.
Good evening. I have some good news and some bad news.
Good news. Could you just state your name for the record?
Robert Crosby with Crosby Company.
Thank you, sir.
Auditor.
Thanks. Welcome.
Got some good news and some bad news. Good news, this is probably the earliest we've ever gotten this report done. The bad news is you guys just blew a big hole in it with a shotgun. This was done back in December, and I'm looking at a big number that's probably going to be needed to be adjusted next year. I mean, it's okay to file these the way it is, but with the plant being disapproved by the Coastal Commission, we've got a big number on the statement of net assets, the construction in progress. I believe most of that is the project that just got disapproved, and I think that we probably need to do some sort of reconciliation to determine what of any of those costs that can be preserved and what can't be preserved and need to be written off. This number is in excess of $2 million, so that's what's been put into this plant so far. So I don't know if that needs to be discussed here or not, but I mean, I was going to give you a rosy picture here tonight, and now I'm kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So unfortunately, we finished this up in December, and I believe the decision came out in January. So like I said, I'm fine with the report the way it is. It's what they consider a subsequent event, subsequent to the event of me issuing this report. But it's going to be a big adjustment in the 2012-2013 year. So But I can continue on with the report if you'd like.
Please do.
Okay. Again, we had a great team putting this thing together. The staff at Morro Bay worked really well, and this is even better than last year because most of the journal entries are all done, and we didn't have any lingering problems with issues. Everything was taken care of. So it makes my job a lot easier, and that seems to be the push with the auditing profession now, is to have accurate numbers throughout the year so that they can be presented to the board or anybody else that needs to access these numbers in the interim reports. That's the purpose behind this. This is being done. So unfortunately, I heard you guys lost Lewis. So I understand he went on to bigger and better things or whatever. So he played a vital role in this. He made the whole system work together. We didn't have a lot of...
Christine?
I don't know if... Is it okay to sit down? I don't...
If you have questions for him?
Well, I don't think it's actually... No, it's not a question for this time. But general question.
Okay,
hang
on, we'll have some questions for you, Matt. Go ahead if you have comments.
What's a general comment about the overall audit?
Okay, we'll just take questions now, and
okay.
then we'll...
Well, I appreciate this coming back because I did mention, I requested that we revisit the audit in the February meeting, so I do appreciate it having it here so soon. I just simply, with the information we've received and having a little, not so much time to review, I definitely would like to hold on to this audit to review at least until the next JPA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But open to hearing questions and discussion at this point.
Great, thanks. Anything now? Okay. On to Cayucas.
Michael, you had some questions?
I agree with Christine. We have not had the chance as a board to look at this and have our own staff evaluate it and give us comments from the organization, which I think we I would like to hear. I must tell you, Mr. Crosby, I have I raised this last year on these as an issue on these transfers and I couldn't understand how that worked on the operating statement, and I'm still, I guess, this miscellaneous member transfer reclassifications, year-end net asset allocation on the statement of revenues is something that in my experience I just simply have never seen on a statement of revenue and expenses.
It's probably because you've never seen a statement that has the cash drawn out of it at the end of the year. The cash is typically the city of Morro Bay, and what we're doing here is adjusting this so that there's actually no net assets except for what's invested in the capital assets. So that's what that adjustment is for, and I was directed to do that a couple of years ago as far as making sure that everything's allocated. All the net assets are allocated to the member agencies. So that's that end-of-the-year adjustment that we do. If you'd like to convert back to the way we were doing it before, we would show some cash at the end, and essentially it would show just like a regular report. But the thought process was the cash was Morro Bay's, so we made that adjustment at year-end to reflect.
The JPA doesn't have any cash.
Right.
Right. It's a separate entity.
All right. Well, it's a difference. That adjustment is the difference between the current assets and the current liabilities.
Can't that be shown as some sort of a receivable to Morro Bay then?
No, because it's allocated.
I understand that. I still have never, ever seen that as an I've never even heard of that. I just have never heard of that as a miscellaneous member transfer reclassification, year-end net asset allocation on an income statement. And this is not a unique circumstance where a joint. We'll go over it with the board. The other question is, we have. Could you explain to me the difference between accounts receivable and due from members on the current assets?
I'd have to get my allocation here, but essentially the due from members is the, if you look at the end report here, that we have an analysis that shows what's actually due from each member agency, and it's, if you look at the, yeah. So we have the beginning due, it's the due from each member for the activities that are occurring within the plant. So if you look at the first line on the top page of my page 11, it ties out.
Okay, we have a page 11 has the due from balance due from members at June 30th, 2012, $31,329. And the accounts receivable of $111,000.
I have to get the schedule. You don't have a schedule. Okay. That's just what's, there's a separate schedule, so we're basically breaking out the amounts that are specifically due from, due to the member agencies in that separate line.
Michael, considering Johnson's request to have this returned to the agenda, can we take the interim period and get our questions answered? And I'm sure between Susan and Rick, we can find out what you'd like to know.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Since there is no action required on this item, Mayor Irons, I'll return it to you. But in passing, I would like to thank Susan Slayton once again for just when the man says you did a good job, that's I think, a nice compliment.
Thank you. Thank you, President Ernst.
Thank you.
Turn it back over to Morbay. No more questions. So at this point, no action taken. We would need a motion to proceed on this. Mr. Keough, would we just need to continue this, or just this is going to be...
just put it on the next agenda.
Yeah.
We'll do it back here.
So we'll have this come up on the next agenda, Bruce?
Yeah,
okay.
Bring it back.
So just...
Yeah. We'll just renotice it for the next meeting rather than continuing it.
Okay. So that will be Bruce. I know you're taking notes there. So just for the record, then, no motion required on continuing this. Is that correct? Yeah.
I believe so. You're okay. Just going to renotice it at the next meeting.
Thank you. All right. That completes item C1. On to item C2, status report on the discussion with the Regional Water Quality Control Board staff on the permit renewal process for the wastewater treatment plant NPDES permit, and that would be Mr. Keough. Thank you.
Thank you. This staff report is intended to update the council, the board, and the public on a meeting that we held on March 7th between Marlborough and Cayuga staff and the regional board staff, and then the topic of that meeting was to discuss the status of our current project, give them a brief background on what we're doing, and to primarily discuss permit renewal related issues. The current treatment plant does operate right now under an NPDES permit that includes a 301H modified discharge permit. That permit is scheduled after some discussion with regional board staff. That permit expires on February 28, 2014. The legal requirement is that we submit an application for a new permit 180 days prior to the expiration date. After some looking at the water code, the regional board staff determined that September 1st, 2013 is the date that we would have to reapply for a permit. So that's the date that we will work towards having the permit application submitted by. We indicated to regional board staff that we would be applying for a full secondary treatment permit with interim effluent limitations if possible. Discussion followed concerning the type of permit that would actually be available to the city and the district. There was discussion that the regional board staff could either issue a full secondary permit with interim effluent limitations. So basically, it would be a permit similar to what we have now, but it would protect us from penalties for not reaching full secondary treatment. Or they would issue a full secondary permit with a time schedule order or cease and desist order. And the time schedule order and cease and desist order would also protect the city and the district from mandatory minimum penalties during that time period if you're not meeting full secondary treatment requirements. Both of these permit variations would allow the plant to continue to operate as is, as it currently does, while protecting the city and the district from the penalties I mentioned. As with all NPDES permits, these permits would be issued for a five-year period. There was discussion with regional board staff about what happens after if the current project takes longer than 5 years to complete and the current plant has to continue to operate and cannot meet full secondary treatment requirements. Regional board staff indicated that there may be ways to grant an extension on the time schedule order or cease and desist order for a period of up to 5 years, depending on the status electronically, and that they're able to access that data. So if there is information required, they will come back to the city, or probably to me, and say, hey, I need the following information, and we can provide that. Regional board staff did say that they will be providing a permit application packet and a sample application from other facilities so we can get a better idea of what other people have submitted in successful applications, and we don't really need to reinvent the wheel. We will begin kind of outlining work product once we get the application packet from regional board and kind of look at the time period involved in putting that together, but we will start that process probably sometime in early summer. There was limited discussion on the settlement agreement that's currently in place and the force majeure status that is currently being implemented on that settlement agreement. Regional board staff stated that further discussion concerning the settlement agreement and the force majeure status would need to be conducted. They did indicate that a new settlement agreement would probably need to be negotiated, and they encouraged us to continue to work diligently and to provide a schedule of major milestones to them by this summer that includes major milestones basically for the next year. So they'd like to see a project schedule and kind of the progress update that we're making. We did agree to continue to provide force majeure updates, which we have been doing on a monthly basis, and we will continue to provide them that information on a monthly basis on any project-related activities. There was discussion concerning potential funding sources for the relocation of the plant. Regional board staff indicated that the best source of funding currently is through the Regional Water Management Group, and that's really the earworm group that Mr. Liebig was referencing earlier. And they are a county-led group of agencies from within the county, and they are the applier for and distributor of Prop 84 grant funding. So we will be actively involved with them. There was some discussion concerning state revolving fund loan funding and whether we had received grant funding in the past, and we had received $425,000 from the small community wastewater grant. But currently our median household income of Morro Bay residents precludes us from reapplying at this time. In the big picture, regional board staff encouraged Morro Bay and Cayucas to look at the long-term picture and to continue to pursue the project as quickly as possible. They are very aware that the public and environmental organizations are continuing to follow the status of the project and contacting the regional board to see where we stand. and the status of our discharge permit, and they stated that they want to be as helpful in any way they can, be of assistance, and not to hesitate to contact it if issues arise. And with that, I'll open it up to questions, and hopefully you remember the same thing.
Great, great report, Bruce. Thank you. Any questions from the Morro Bay Board? Comments? No?
Yeah, thank you. Myself and Mayor Irons were also in attendance along with staff and Mr. Enns and some of the CSD staff, and I felt the meeting was very positive. It was good to sit down and talk with them, and the responses that we received to those questions couldn't have been better, in my opinion, as far as the time schedule and their willingness to work with us and support the project as necessary. They mentioned from their perspective and from the State Water Board's perspective the managed retreat, climate adaptation, and water reclamation components of the project are going to be keys to helping receive funding and also ensuring that we're going to get the support and permits that we need as we move through this. So I was encouraged by that, and they even extended a hand at helping if we are pursuing some funds, if there's a way that they could help. They said pick up the phone, give them a call, and that they even offered some of the ability to reach the State Water Board's financial assistance division and so on. So I'm looking forward to staying in touch with them, and was really thankful that we took the time to have that meeting.
Thanks for summing that up. Cayucas Board?
Any comments from Cayucas?
Yes.
Dan and Lloyd?
Bruce, let me clarify a couple of points. Are you saying that we're going to be asking for a full secondary treatment permit?
Yes, in some variation of a full secondary permit, whether it's with interim effluent limitations or whether it carries a time schedule or cease and desist order.
So will they be determining which we can apply for?
I believe they are going to determine that, but I would defer to Mr. Carmel or Mr. Schultz on that one. But I kind of got the impression that Regional Board was unclear at this time whether they could issue a full secondary treatment permit with interim effluent limitations, and they needed to do a little bit more homework.
So will they be getting back to us regarding that course?
Yes, they will. And if they don't, I will.
Okay, good. Second point. You state here that we can be...
Bruce as well. Thank you.
Oh, I was under the impression that the mayor and the board president were just going to give a brief overview. Maybe Mr. Leivick can chime in on this one.
Thank you. Rob?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Mr. President. I can speak to what the city is working on so far. Last council meeting, the city approved issuance of a request for proposal for study of a variety of issues in relocation of the plant site. We've put together a draft time schedule for the relocation of the plant. We are in the process of scheduling a work session or study session with the council and the public to look at the criteria, the existing sites, how that existing sites that have been proposed in the past, how that criteria was applied to those sites, and recommendations for any changes in that criteria, so we can get a jump start before we have the consultant come on board and give them direction on some of the things that the community is concerned about in the relocation of the site. As we just talked about, we've met with the regional board and started that process going, so we're well underway with our process. I've often said that, you know, really this is an opportunity that we have with us to look at some bigger picture issues in the relocation of this site and of this plant, and revisit maybe briefly, but revisit them, treatment technology, water reclamation and other features that we'll be looking at in this new plant site. And I took the liberty, without permission, I must admit, of renaming the project to a water reclamation facility instead of a wastewater treatment plant. It's a term of art, I guess. It's a more modern designation. And I think it really gives us that feeling that that's the direction that we're headed. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that, Rob. Any questions from the board? Very accurate. Very well done. Thank you. Over to Cayucas.
Okay, I'd like to make a brief announcement. We did have a regular meeting at which time we agreed to hire WSC, thank you, Water Systems Consultants. Former Morro Bay City Engineer Dylan Wade will be the principal in that, and we've prepared so far a list of alternative concepts. We have a preliminary list. The board has been asked to input any ideas that they had. We've also appointed an ad hoc committee consisting of Dan Lloyd, our member with some 30 years experience in this business of land use planning, and myself. We'll be meeting with WSC on the 19th with our manager, Rick Kuhn, to air out some of these different concepts. And the idea that we discussed was to look at all the alternatives, try to go from what Dylan called bookends, which was the one project that would be the, let's say, the least expensive, all the way to the one that might be the most expensive, or the one that would be the simplest to do to the most difficult to do, however you want to look at it, and then rank the projects that we've identified in between a method similar to, I think, what we looked at with when DUDEC looked at a number of sites where the first effort was to determine which one had fatal flaws, throw those out, and then really focus on you know, what's left and rank those, rate them in a number of different categories, just as DUDEC did, the environmental concerns, public perception concerns, ability to accomplish the project. And so that will be our goal, is to sit down then on the 19th. I'd also like to thank Barry Brannon. Barry, thank you for the kind words. I know you were in attendance at our meeting, and appreciate your comments. A regular meeting at 6 p.m. Oh, and on the 19th, that's at the WSC office with Dylan Wade. That Morro Bay would like to do, and so you're on our book.
Okay.
But we'll be looking forward to it. And again, I'd repeat something I said earlier, that we're hopeful that a joint project works best for both communities. Mayor Irons.
Thank you. And in regard to
let's do public comment on this one.
Public comment? Okay. We'll open it up for public comment at this point. Any public comment for this part of the meeting? You're open. You had the opportunity.
I thought I got to comment, Alex. I'm still the same guy. About the wastewater.
Alex Beatty for the Beatty, is it?
Beatty.
Beatty.
I'm Scott.
Okay.
Not a. Where was I going to talk about? I wanted to talk about the status of the current plant. Estimates ranging between 7 and 12 years before we get another one. That plant, and I know Mr. Leguin commented about it, we have a responsibility to take care of it. When you request proposals, that plant stinks. City of Cayuga should be embarrassed for what they've done to Morro Bay for the last 50 years. A high school,
Mr. Beatty,
have dealt with that. And for 10 more years, it would be a shame. I think we ought to look at how we can deal with that odor.
Alex? We're doing fine between Cayucas and Morro Bay. So continue, please, respectfully.
Are you taking away from my public comment?
Nope, I want you to keep going.
I'm not quite sure what you're where you're getting at, Jamie, but I would like to see this board deal with the odor control problem because it's going to be there for 10 years, and it's a big problem. I believe that there are solutions to deal with this. I would ask the board to look into this because I'm embarrassed when I go by that. And I apologize if you think that this was comment was out of place, but I'm not quite sure what your protocol is on this group. And so anyway, that was it. I'll be back.
Thank you, Alex. Any more public comment? With that, we'll close public comment, bring it back to the board. And with that, I did want to remark that, you know, as far as Mr. Leivick did give us a verbal update on this, thank you for that. And Morro Bay continues to have a placeholder on our agenda to discuss the progress and an open discussion for the wastewater treatment plant water reclamation facility as we move forward. And, you know, we'll continue to do that. Those agendas and minutes are always available online for you folks. And if there's any questions, I'm certainly, you know, pick up the phone and contact staff or Mr. Leivick, and we can keep you abreast of anything. With that, if there's no more remarks on C3, we've closed C3. Okay. Cayucas, closed. Okay. On to C4, a discussion of letter to elected officials and recommendation to approve or comment. And I passed out another version. I know you guys were so kind to add some more verbiage to what we started with, and I took the liberty with a little bit more additions to that. And maybe just if you guys hopefully had enough time to read that, but I would just request that if this is adequate, unless we want to make some corrections, that we would be able to present this as necessary or to any legislative folks that are constituents of ours that we can reach out to. And with that, I'll turn it over to the Morro Bay Board for any comments. No? Go ahead.
I just wanted to follow up, and thank you for bringing this forward. And for me, I think this is an important letter to send. Mayor Irons and I had a chance to sit down with Lois Capps' office representative here in San Luis Obispo, and one of the things we heard from them was not to wait in beginning this outreach to make sure that we get this project on their radar as soon as possible. So as our representatives are in Washington and Sacramento, they have the ability to keep our project in mind and notify us if they see a good opportunity and start to lay the groundwork. It was also pointed out that our mayor will be in Washington working on some items having to do with the harbor, but there's going to be a good opportunity there for him to touch base with our Washington representatives at that point as well. So this is opening the door.
Just in the first paragraph under wastewater treatment, I think we just probably neglected the word plant.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second to last paragraph, I don't think you really need a comma after the word now.
Okay. And
okay,
I'll
unless
be glad
we hear from Cayucas.
Yeah, I'll be glad to take those from you. Yeah.
And then I just note, I think it's the closing sentence you might want to just add in for consideration after Cayucas, perhaps thank you for your service and appreciate your support. So it would read the residents of Morro Bay and Cayucas, thank you for your service and greatly appreciate your support.
Great addition.
And there are a lot of quotation marks around certain words, but it doesn't bother me if it's for emphasis. You can keep them in. But otherwise, nicely done. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine, and your mom. We'll turn it over to Cayucas.
Tim, can I call on you at this
point? I'll bring that.
Have you had a chance to read this? Are we okay there?
Sure.
Yeah. Can we take the comma out? Would it be all right? Okay. Comments from the Cayugas Board?
If I had anything to say, it would be polishing the stone right now, so I think you guys have got it good enough to go.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's great, too. I wonder whether in the first thing we ought to be saying that, you know, we're embarking on this exciting path of relocation. It kind of reads, you know, because the Coastal Commission denied our application, is that really why we're embarking on this?
That's a good one.
Well, do we really want to, you know, maybe we want to leave that in. It's okay. But one other comment is, you know, all loans now are low-interest loans. So asking to get a low-interest loan is no favor. We want grants.
And we do.
So I would strike the request for low-interest loans. Humboldt, I can't remember the little town. I was reading in Humboldt County, which just came online with a one of those IR or, you know, a new plant. It was a $10 million plant, and, you know, they had $4 million of grant funding from the feds and Fish and Game, and that's really, you know, that's what we're looking to get, and maybe we ought to just strike the low-interest loans. We can get that through state revolving fund or any of that.
Good point.
And maybe securing, maybe striking the word critical and just say securing financial assistance will enable us to keep rate increases to our communities at an affordable level. I don't know, the critical financial assistance maybe a bit over the top.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, with those comments, can I ask who's going to be responsible for incorporating these and writing the final letter?
But first, I have a couple.
Environmental benefits be a model of climate adaptation and water reclamation strategies? I mean, that's a pretty positive statement. Are we going to be able to accomplish all that?
I think it's early enough in the game that it doesn't really matter what you say. You're just trying to let them know you got a project out there. You're going to need some help. Let me make one other comment for the benefit of the public. The underlying message here in my mind is that we have agreed to do what the Coastal Commission wanted, and that's to move this plant off the beach. And this letter says, hey, we did what you wanted, and it's going to cost us a lot of money. How about you help us out a little bit? So, and I think you did a good job of saying that.
Well,
in a very polite way.
I think it was a combination way of doing that. I just have to respond to some of the edits and questions, though. We've had different feedback, and I think we captured things from Morro Bay. George, did you have anything you wanted to add? Yeah. George?
No, I was just going to say, since we're doing all these corrections, I like to get my name spelled right, too.
Okay.
His name is spelled wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, George, I can relate. You know, oftentimes it's Jeremy instead of Jamie, so I can relate.
There you go.
That's okay, George.
But I think we can do that. But just to be clear, I heard some comments from you, and one was to... any public comment on this item?
It's kind of a housekeeping. Barry Brandon, Morro Bay. We're all going electronic now. And one of the issues that I'm having is that staff reports, letter changes come in late. So when you download the agenda, you get one iteration. Come to the meeting, and what you're seeing and what I'm seeing that I downloaded from the website is not the same. So I wonder if we can agree at some kind of a reasonable time prior to the meeting that you that we, that the public can get the same information that you're seeing, because we're not seeing that. Not only the JPA, but the same thing with the city of Morro Bay on the stuff that comes in. It's a big disconnect between the information that's on the website that we can download and then what finally shows up at the meeting. And for example, the letter that you're reading is not what I downloaded at all. And it's very, very confusing. And it needs to, you need to have a reasonable time agreement, or at least say, okay, throw it out on a week from now, you'll be able to download the real letter. We're not hearing that. Thank you.
Thank you for your input, Barry.
Jeremy?
I apologize for the letter. That was kind of a last-minute edit on my part coming to the meeting here. So we're I'll take on that, but certainly we can respond as far as from the Morro Bay side on any of these items that you brought up, Mr. Brannon. Thank you.
Jamie?
Yes, sir?
I have a comment. You know, in order to short-circuit that, I sometimes it is important to get things kind of quickly out, bring enough for the audience. So if anybody's interested, they can pick up a copy at the back of the room.
Thank you. So with that, any more public comment? We'll close public comment for item C4. Bring it back. We're back to item C5, schedule for the next joint meeting and future agenda items. And for Morro Bay, I believe we've got item C1 that we'll bring back for the next meeting. Anything else? Seeing none, over to Cayucas.
Cayucas, anything other than the audit? We'll certainly be giving a status report on our progress with WSC and WCS.
Right.
WSC, thank you.
As will we.
Very good.
Okay, the next, and that concludes item C5. And with that, if there's any other comments, next meeting date would be on our scheduled meeting date would be for the 14th, is that correct?
The 11th.
11th? April.
In Cayucas?
In Cayucas. Go ahead, Bruce.
I was just going to say, in response to Mr. Brannon's comments, we will do our best to update the website when the letter is done. And in the past, we've tried to put as many of the documents and the information that's available on the project. And we will certainly strive to keep that goal as we move forward.
Thank you, Bruce. And with that, our next meeting will be April 11th in Cayucas, and the meeting is adjourned.